everybody, it's John. I'm here today with one of the biggest questions of all time, and that is, what do I do when I just don't have time to work out? Because we've all been there, where you're just putting in crazy long hours at work, or you have like 1,000 children, and they all have to be fed, and they have to have their diapers changed, and all the other things that kids have to have done to them. And you're like, where am I even going to get time for a 30-minute workout today? And I've got four strategies for you today that are really going to, I think, change your perspective on how you're going to find the time to get your exercise in during the day, because it's not realistic for all of us to be in the gym for 2 hours every day working on our bodies. But we do know that it's important. Like, it doesn't matter who you are, if you have a body and it's functioning, you should be putting in the time every day for exercise. First strategy, though, I want to talk about is called leveraging NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That is basically a fancy acronym for everything you do that is moving your body that you don't call working out, which is like the majority of your day. The reason why this is such a powerful strategy is because most people are completely forgetting the fact that in, you know, say an 18-hour waking period of your day, a 30-minute workout is such a small percentage of your overall daily activity that if we focus on that and think that's where our health benefits are going to come from, it's good, but it's just not enough. So what I want to do is help you turn your focus to having a more holistic viewpoint of where your physical activity is coming from, because we know, both from a standpoint of general health and longevity, as well as weight maintenance, weight loss, caloric expenditure, non-exercise activity thermogenesis accounts for the largest portion by far of your health benefits coming from exercise. For example, a person living an active lifestyle, like maybe they're a construction worker or they're on their feet all day, like as a nurse or whatever they're doing, will burn like 2,000 more calories a day than someone else that is a similar size to them. Like, that is crazy. That's huge. And there's no way you're going to do that in the gym. There's just no way. If you go to the gym for 30 minutes, you might be burning like 250 to 350 calories. That's like half a bagel. You're not getting anywhere with that if that's your weight loss strategy, I'm telling you. And it's the same for just general health benefits, longevity. The research is now showing exercise at the gym is awesome. You should do it. But it's simply not enough when we go to the office and we sit all day. So what can you do? Because I know you tell me, look, John, I am not a construction worker, and I'm not going to be. Yeah, so let's get creative. There are things you really can do. I have a desk job. I work at this lovely laptop all day long, every day. Like, that is the gist of what I do. But here's the thing. I don't really sit that long. I don't, compared to most people. Basically, I've got an electric sit-stand desk, so that's kind of cheating. I know. It's a great investment. You should think about it. I can go from sitting to standing, like, so often, every 5-10 minutes, just because it's so easy. But even if you don't have one, you can get creative at the office. Just stand up every 15 minutes. Take a walk around the office. Go get a drink. It'll be good for your focus and your productivity anyway. Do some push-ups. Do some squats. Do some burpees. Do whatever else is going to make you look like a total maniac in front of everybody, because it's worth it for your health. If you do that, it's amazing. It will double and triple the amount of exercise, calorie burn, just good old-fashioned exercise for your longevity that you'll get at work. How about parking further away from the grocery store? I laugh every time I see someone go through like the most extraordinary measures to get the closest parking spot to the grocery store. Like walking's gonna kill them. But obviously we know it's just the opposite, so plan on taking the furthest one from the front door. You'll be getting a little bit of extra exercise in that makes a difference go walk your dog, go play ping pong, go play foosball instead of going out for dinner for a date night. Get a push lawnmower instead of a riding lawnmower. Like little things like this. The reason why people can't figure out their weight management, their longevity strategy is because they're forgetting about like their daily lives. And they're locking their mindset into, okay, my health and fitness comes down to this 30-minute window where I go to the gym, or maybe I don't even have that 30-minute window. You implement this one strategy, you could be tripling easily your exercise and your activity levels without ever even touching the gym. Number two for you guys, this one is one of my favorites. People think I'm a little bit crazy sometimes. I'm not an extremist, I promise, but intermittent fasting is something that everybody should try. Now, if you're on medications, talk to your doctor, obviously, before doing this. But intermittent fasting, what I mean by that is just pushing your first meal, your breakfast, a little bit further into the day. So to try this out, you might say, okay, instead of eating breakfast right when I wake up, maybe tomorrow I'll do it at 8 o'clock. Next day, I'll do it at 9 o'clock. Next day, I'll do it at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And then pretty soon, you'll be eating breakfast at noon or 1 or 2 p.m., and you won't even notice the difference. Like, trust me on this. If you haven't tried this, give it a try. I find most people think it's 100 times easier if you're just purely talking from a standpoint of managing your calories, managing your daily caloric expenditure and intake and your weight. It's so much easier to not even think about eating food until noon or 1 or 2, and then not have to control yourself so much. It actually makes it a lot harder if you eat first thing and then you're having to restrict your intake all day long. You're just constantly hungry. Well, hunger hormones like ghrelin, things like that, you've heard about them. They go away the longer you fast. It's really interesting. But the neat thing about fasting is people tell me, John, look, I don't have 30 minutes a day to work out. I'm like, oh, how long do you spend on eating breakfast? I'm like, oh, about 30 minutes. It's like, okay, there you go. There's your 30 minutes for the day. And they look at me like I'm crazy. But here's the thing. If you're really looking for a way to get a workout in, but you have zero extra time, literally replace one of your meals with your gym time or two of them. And you will be amazed by how you feel, just like the mental clarity that you have and like the de-stressing that comes from like, oh my gosh, I have all this time because I'm not spending all of it on eating breakfast every morning. And no, skipping breakfast is not bad for you. It's not. I mean, I go bananas when I hear people still talking about that because that's like so 1900s. Like, catch up with the time. It's not bad for you to skip breakfast. Research has been proving this for years. It's really good for you. That's strategy number two. Number three, this is probably a little bit more conventional, like you probably heard this before, is start incorporating HIIT training. That's HIIT, high intensity interval training. That's something like, instead of just going for a 30-minute jog, like do a 1-minute sprint and then 1-minute walk. 1-minute sprint, 1-minute walk. That's what HIIT training means. You could do it with running or you could do it with anything, jump roping, skipping, squats, anything. It will get your heart rate up. And the cardiovascular and health benefits are incredible for the amount of time that you put in. Meaning you could have a 4-minute, yes, 4, HIIT training workout that would give you the same benefits as a 20-minute steady state cardio jog, for example. So they're not all sunshine and roses. They're tough to do. They require some focus and discipline. Some people really like them, some people don't. But if you're the type of person that's like, hey, I really want to get in shape, but I just don't have the time, you've got 4 minutes. I promise you, everybody's got 4 minutes if it's something that's important to you. And that leads me really to the last point, which is actually the most important point. It's not the funnest one to talk about all the time, but it is this: your mindset. Most people don't really understand that the biggest thing killing their time to be able to work out is their mindset. And I can tell you 100% of the time, anybody that comes to me and says, "John, I just don't have time to be exercising, working out, and eating healthy and all these things," 100% of the time, they are always people who think working out and exercising is an option. Why would that be an option? We live such sedentary lives. I'm being a little bit facetious here, but seriously, I look at it that way. Like every morning that I wake up with a strong, healthy body that is capable of movement, it's my responsibility to move that body. That's how I say thank you for that gift. Because if I don't, then one day I won't have that gift. Now, some people might say, okay, that sounds a little bit misplaced, like there are more important things in life. And I say, really? Like, what are your priorities in life? Is it work? Is it your family? Like, okay, if your family is really important to you, think about what level of service do I want to be bringing to my family? Like, what level of energy do I need tomorrow to make my kids feel amazing, to be the type of parent and spouse that I want to be? And can I really bring that level of energy and vitality if I'm not taking care of this? And ask yourself, what level of service do I want to be providing for my family or whatever my priority is in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years? And am I really going to be able to do that if I'm not taking care of this? So I hope those tips serve you. I'm looking forward to seeing you around, hearing your comments about other questions that you'd like me to address. Until then, go out there, make some time, find some time, and cut out some time using fasting and exercise every day. Thank you.